The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarchs of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went through the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Good morning. Aside from calling this Sunday as Reconciliation Sunday, this second Sunday of Advent for me may be called Sunday of the California Department of Transportation, Caltrans. Why? If you read the prophet Baruch in our first reading and the Christ forerunner John the Baptist talk about road building and repair. And he said, make the ground level, strengthen the crooked ways, and make rough road smooth. That is in Baruch and Luke. So I think they are working in their department of roads and something like that. So both prophets are not, however, concerned about road repairs, although their words serve well to remind our Caltrans authorities to fix our present bad roads and highways in different areas. If you pass by 710, a lot of bad roads there. Okay. So the prophets are conveying a message that the morally crooked ways must be eradicated. The rough edges of our characters must be made smooth and twisted or bended attitudes strengthened. So the image of the road used by John of the road show how we can either encourage or impede God's entrance into our lives. The Advent season invites us to self-examination, leading to self-reform. God's kingdom is a rule over man's heart, and to belong to it means a change of heart manifested in the change for the better. Advent is a challenge to repentance. It is also a challenge to do something for God. Also, it is a challenge for us to practice reconciliation and mercy. This coming Tuesday, December 8th, the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception is the beginning of the Year of Mercy, which formally begins with the opening of the Jubilee door at St. Peter's in Rome. The reconciliation mercy cards that you have like this, right? Okay, will be in the pews and handed out to you already, maybe. I invite you to write down the name of the person or an event that is causing turmoil in your spiritual life. It can also be the name of the person of an event that is causing turmoil in the spiritual life of others too. Okay. which you ask for forgiveness from God in order to reconcile with Him. So hold on to these cards throughout the next part of the Mass. Okay. So we all know that our God is a merciful God, right? We all know that He is there always waiting for us to say sorry for we have done wrong. We all know that He is always there to raise us up when we fall down. We all know that He is always there waiting for us to show and practice an act of mercy and reconciliation to others, especially to our loved ones. The day before and after Thanksgiving Day, I got two fraud alerts from two banks. I found out from them that I am a victim of identity theft because somebody applied a new account to my account. So I tried my best to resolve these issues. So I went to the one bank, talked to the banker, and then helped me to contact by phone the fraud alert department of the bank. So while resolving to close the account, the banker on the other side of the phone asked me if I have some more service that they can do for me. So the other banker who was with me while talking to the other side of the person there, make me a sign, which means, Father, tell her to shoot that guy, to kill that guy, referring to the identity thief. But I said to them, no, that is bad. Okay. So what I did is that I hope and pray that God will change His ways and be converted, that He will not do more harm to other people. Today, I also ask for forgiveness and mercy for what I did. I have tested your patience sometimes because of my long homilies. Also for the homilies that I did not impact, or I did not inspire, or I did not energize you, or maybe I confused you with my homily. So if I hurt your feelings and emotions about what I said in the homily, in the sermon, please forgive me for that. Put my name in the reconciliation and mercy card. In my life also, I have some struggle in life. You know, I have struggled in my tinnitus. So it really gave me hard time. It made me crazy. What I did is that to end this thing is that I made a suicide attempt. But I did not materialize that because God is so merciful to me. So I'm trying my best to reconcile with Him. Okay. Also, there are people who did wrong with me also. They swindled my money. They said, lend me your money. Okay. And then I give them the money, and then afterwards they don't pay. They promise me that they will pay. So I think I am thinking, do I have to put those names in my reconciliation card? So my dear friends, I invite you to come to celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation this week. We have 4 extra opportunities this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. and 9:15 Tuesday morning. All of this will take place in the church. There will be a hymn, a short gospel reading, and a homily by Monsignor Connolly. Each session will be a reflection on the different gospel. There will be 4 to 5 priests available for individual confessions. And this is a great opportunity to renew one's faith and experience God's healing touch and God's gracious mercy to us.